orders by businesses by more than 2%. We're talking big ticket items like appliances and vehicles. Now on Wall Street, not much reaction. Futures still down just slightly before this hour's opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
1110 KPND.
News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning to you. 6:05. We're going to check out our local news here in just a second. It's brought to you by the folks at Carfax. Traffic's bad enough without car problems. Before you buy a used car, get a free Carfax vehicle history report from your dealer. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com. Speaking of driving's bad enough, Highway 20.
Highway 20 is closed, and we'll have more on that in just a moment. But first, in your local news, a 24-year-old Warm Springs man was killed in a drive-by shooting Tuesday afternoon. Officers say the man sat in a vehicle outside a home on the reservation when he was shot. He was holding his young son at the time. Luckily, the child was not injured. The victim was taken to Mountain View Hospital in Madras, where he was pronounced dead. The man's identity isn't being revealed, pending notification of his family. And Congressman Wu's resignation leaves the 1st District seat open. 1110 KBND's Mary Lohs talked to a political analyst about what is next.
Political analyst Ruston Darrow believes that Congressman David Wu came to a realization in announcing his resignation.
I think, you know, he's finally begun to realize how serious this is for him personally as well as for the district.
He brings up an interesting point about the future of the seat.
Without an incumbent, there is a much better chance for a Republican to pick up this seat.
The seat has been Democratic since the 70s, but he says there are a lot of factors that could affect who takes over, including when Wu's resignation becomes final and the process to fill the seat. In Portland, Mary Lohs, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And more on that closure now on Highway 20. Just after midnight, a driver traveling on Highway 20 near Smallich Motors lost control of his car, hitting a power pole and shearing it off. 26-year-old Michael Lynn Anderson of Bend apparently lost control of his car while driving on Highway 20 eastbound. Debris from the power pole damaged several cars in the parking lot, and live lines were strewn across Highway 20. Police closed that highway to clean up the damage, and power crews are en route to repair the pole. Anderson was taken to St. Charles with non-life-threatening injuries. And Bend police have not yet released the name of a 16-year-old boy who was killed after being hit by a truck while riding his bicycle Monday around 7 o'clock. Police say he was riding on Reed Market Road with his friend near Pettigrew Road when a pickup truck and trailer struck him. Sergeant Dan Ritchie with Bend Police Department has more details.
The male juvenile, along with another male juvenile, were riding their bicycles traveling east on Reed Market on the north side of the road. A vehicle traveling west on Reed Market, pulling a utility trailer, applied his brakes as a vehicle in front of him was slowing down to make a turn onto Pettigrew. That vehicle lost control and impacted a rock fence, crashing into the 16-year-old juvenile.
The 16-year-old cyclist was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. His friend says he just barely escaped getting hit as well. Police are investigating the accident today. Neighbors in the Southeast Bend area after that fatal accident are fed up with all the crashes in their area. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on that.
Kristen Thomas talked with our news partner News Channel 21 shortly after the accident Monday night.
Now a child is killed.
Another one.
Another one. We have pulled people out of cars at this intersection time after time from wrecks.
Thomas says she can't count how many times cars have plowed through her neighbor's fence, which faces the dangerous intersection at Reed Market and Pettigrew. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
And major improvements planned for Reed Market Road could make the corridor safer for pedestrians and cyclists in the future. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has that story.
City planners are looking closely at the crash report from Monday's tragic fatal incident to see if there's something they can do in the short term to make the area safer. In the long term, it's already on the list for major improvements. Bend Transportation Manager Nick Arness.
I do know that the Reed Market corridor has always been a top priority in the community for bicycle and pedestrian improvements.
The Reed Market Improvement Project is part of the $30 million bond measure voters passed in May. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND. KBND Radio News.
And a fast-moving brush fire near the Sisters off-ramp on the Bend Parkway affected traffic yesterday afternoon. Oregon Department of Transportation crews closed the parkway for about an hour from 3 to 4 p.m. and set up a detour. The northbound lanes were closed from Butler Market to Cooley Road. Fire crews quickly got the small brush fire under control. And that is a look at your local news so far this morning. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Kim. It's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Skyview traffic and your forecast this morning brought to you by Bend Family Dentistry, the best cure for dentophobia, bendfamilydentistry.com. All right, we have word that last night, well, you know, about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, car hit a power pole, Highway 20, right around the Jim Smallage Motors. So this morning, apparently, Highway 20 is still closed, both directions. That would be just on the east side of Pilot Butte there.
Hey, how fast do you have to be going to actually shear off a power pole?
Well, this guy was in a 95 Acura, so I'm thinking he had to be going pretty fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was in a little car. PP&L, apparently there's going to be power outages in that area, so if your alarm didn't go off as early as you thought it should have this morning, that could be a problem. PP&L is working on restoring power and electrical lines. ODOT says they expect that the road will be closed until about 8 o'clock this morning. We'll keep you up to date with what's going on with that.